Hi everyone. So this is Samata and I've decided to start a podcast series, namely because I want to have conversations with the people who support me and engage them a little bit more in what it is I'm trying to do, what they're passionate about, and sharing a little bit more about thoughts around culture, fashion, sustainability, the world we live in. And I don't think that's really possible just using Instagram and sharing the occasional video. So I'm going to do a few of these and we'll see how it goes. They won't be edited by some fancy suite. It'll just be me having a conversation with you guys and just sharing. So there'll be background noise as I move around. Like right now I'm going to the shop and you'll just hear a bit more about like my life and the things that I like to communicate with you and the things that I love to hear about from the people that follow me. So I think we have to start with the tribe, because the tribe is really the thing that has caused a shift in my life and a shift in my psychology and my thought processes. The tribe started, well, the idea of the tribe started in February of last year. You know, I just got back from the Oscars. I had had a really great season. We dressed Sophie Turner and Lily Cole. Been very busy, very demanding, but somehow it all come together magically. And I remember getting back from Los Angeles to London and catching up with a friend. And, you know, she was a really, really sweet, you know, sweet girl whose intentions weren't to make me feel inadequate, but I remember that within two or three questions, she'd already asked me what was next. And I just remember feeling deflated, because I think we live in the society where we're constantly being asked about what's next. You know, we can't have a moment just to celebrate our achievements. And it's almost as if the busier you are, even if you're busy and it's not fruitful, as long as you're busy, then it's a good look. And I think I got to the point with that question where I just kind of reject that whole idea. I'd rather have a life that is full but fruitful, and instead of feeling like a hamster on a wheel who's constantly got to do something else to be or to stay relevant. And I think you can probably reflect that to sometimes the whole social media idea of What are you posting? If you're not posting something, you're not doing anything. And that's probably why I stopped posting, I guess, so many pictures about where I was and started to post more sharing the things that I liked, you know, the lifestyle products I like or the images that inspired me, because there's so much more to people than just where they're being seen, you know? So that's kind of where I started to shift slightly. So the tribe, back to the tribe. So that's what the idea was. And, you know, I was very nervous about doing something. And I remember when I started the tribe Instagram account, I didn't kind of associate myself with it in any way at all. You know, it was just an account. And I started to post the quotes that inspired me. I made some up, looked for images that made me feel something. I just wanted to kind of pepper people's feeds with something that wasn't only there to make them feel like their lives aren't good enough. And I think sometimes, especially platforms like Instagram, they can be in danger of making you feel inadequate just because everybody's lives do look a certain way. And I know mine does. And yes, I love everything that I do and I love sharing images, but I do sometimes stop and think, why am I sharing this? You know, am I sharing this because I genuinely just feel great about this picture, or am I trying to put some sort of image out there? And if I feel that it's motivated by the wrong things, I just don't post it. And I'm more likely to post a quote or post an image that inspires me, because I don't want people scrolling through my feed and feeling like, oh, wow, that looks so amazing all the time. I really want to kind of make people feel good, but I don't want to make them feel inadequate or as if their lives aren't glossy, because I don't think anyone's life is 100% glossy. One second, I'm just crossing the road to my local shop to buy some water. So that was the idea with the tribe. So I did it secretly. And all of a sudden, all of these people started following it and interacting with it. And the funny thing about the tribe is, the thing I've noticed probably most, is that if I ever post something on the tribe that isn't 100% coming from how I'm feeling or coming from a genuine place, the interaction is quite low on that. And to me, that's really a sign of the fact that the people who follow that account really know the real from the less authentic. So that was the tribe, and you know, I'm really glad that it's a movement that's taking its own wings, and I'm looking forward to bringing you more about that. And I'd love to know more about you, and when you've had those shifts where you just thought, I'm not really buying this anymore, I don't really agree with the story that society or other people or I'm feeding myself, because it's not always other people who've got it in for us in the sense of, you know, trying to make us feel X, Y, Z. Sometimes we do it to ourselves. I know I do. So that's the tribe. And that's my first little bit of rambling.